Hey, everybody, it's Jennifer Maggio with the Life of a Single Mom Ministries. Thank you so much for being part of the Salem Web Network family. I am honored to be with you hosting this Single Mom 101 podcast series. It is exciting to see what the Lord is doing through electronics throughout the United States and beyond. Just being able to access one another through social media and through podcasting and videos and the like. It's been exciting to see how God will use all things to minister to His people. And I just want to thank you, single moms, for joining us today as we talk about what is sure to be a heavy topic. We're talking about battling loneliness as a single mom. You know, the truth is that we battle loneliness whether we're a single mom or a married mom or not a mom at all. We can battle loneliness when we're in a room full of people. We can feel very isolated and alone. And that can certainly be true with the single parenting journey. When you're looking in the eyes of those precious kiddos and it isn't quite the way you thought it would be, and you're hurting and you just want to have that partner to do life with that you can bounce ideas off of. It is hard, and I acknowledge that. I have a lot of loneliness stories, but I'll share one with you today. It was Christmas Day. And it was my first Christmas alone as a single mom. Well, I guess technically I wasn't alone because I did have my 11-month-old baby with me. It was, frankly, one of the darkest of days. I woke up to the inevitable. No money, no family, and a baby who toddled around not knowing the difference that he did not have presents under the tree or that we were completely alone and most people had not thought about us that day. I cried for most of the day. I eventually was invited over to a friend's home for a couple of hours, but I ultimately finished that day on the sofa in tears and alone. Perhaps one of the biggest struggles for any single mom is loneliness. It's easy to look at other families and compare that they're shopping together on the weekends or they're strolling their precious toddler hand in hand on a bright Sunday afternoon. It's easy to imagine our lives much different than they are. And then we begin to feed into the loneliness that endlessly lingers. You know, ladies, loneliness is dangerous. It can assuredly lead to compromise. It's sometimes in my own life, the times when I have not made the most wise of decisions when I have been lonely. How many times have I sat holding the hand of a single mom who was regretful because she made a decision that stemmed from a lonely night? How many times did I struggle in my own loneliness when I was parenting alone for that very same reason? Loneliness can lead us to further isolation and even get into a deep depression or alcohol and drug use, just to name a few. It can attribute to bitterness and anger and feeling like nobody understands. And there's a myriad of not so positive emotions that we can fall into when we're falling prey to loneliness. And so what do we do? How do we fight it? One of the first keys that I will tell you in battling loneliness is to recognize that you are never alone. Now, I know that that seems quite cliche, and the Life of a Single Mom Ministries has a tagline, "No single mom walks alone." And yet, you may be sitting in a room right now by yourself and looking around and saying, "But Jennifer, I surely am alone." Well, God promises that He will never leave us. Yeah, that sounds great, Jennifer, but I want human interaction, you might be thinking. Well, the Lord created us for relationship, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with wanting to be in relationship with others. But I would just encourage you that during this time can be a time of enhancing your relationship with Him. There have been times in my life when I was alone that I had downtime that I wouldn't have otherwise had. And we know that Paul writes, I don't have the scripture in front of me, but he talks about how it is good to be single. It is good to be single because it's a time whenever we can focus more fully on the things that the Lord has called us to do. But it's been in those down times when I didn't have anywhere else to turn, honestly, that I began to learn who I was and, more importantly, who God was in my life. And so maybe right now you're in the midst of battling loneliness, I want to encourage you to be reminded that God is with you, that He has never left you, and that this can be a time of true development to strengthen your relationship with the Lord. The other thing I would encourage you to do is begin to look outside yourself to others. Who is someone in your life that you can serve? What is something in your life that you can do for someone else? There's just something about looking outside of ourselves that makes us feel better about ourselves and our circumstances. Is there a local soup kitchen that you can volunteer at to serve meals to the homeless? Can you babysit a fellow single mom's children for her one night so that she can have a few hours to herself? Can you offer to bring dinner to some neighbors or maybe to the elderly in the nursing home? There's so much you can do to serve someone else and even get your children involved in that process. And it is an effective way to battle loneliness. In addition, be certain that you stay connected to a local church. You know, I'm a huge proponent of this one. And yet what happens so often is when we feel alone, we begin to isolate. And it's when we are less likely to connect to a church. But one of the reasons that I founded the Life of a Single Mom Ministries oh so many years ago is because I know what the local church did for me in being able to help me through my single mom journey. It helped me to not feel alone. It helped me to be able to see the needs of others. It helped me to know that God had not forgotten me, that God did still love me, even though I had made some mistakes during that season of life. And so the church was the catalyst to change in my own life. And I believe that can be true for you as well. Listen, get up and go on a Sunday morning, even when you don't feel like it. Get up and go, even when the children are misbehaving and they don't want to go. Get up and push yourself to go to that single mom's Bible study or ministry, even whenever you feel like they don't fully understand what you're experiencing right now. You know, the lie of the enemy is that no one loves me, no one will see me, no one cares, and that I don't fit in. The lie of the enemy is that I will always be alone. And how could the church treat me that way or not see things that single mothers are experiencing? I don't need God anyway. Those are all things that the enemy would whisper into your ear and have you to begin to believe. On and on the negative thoughts would go. But the truth of God's word is that He loves us, that there's nothing that we could ever do that would separate us from that love, and that we are valuable within the body of Christ. And so what are the things that we need to consider while we're going through loneliness? Like, Jennifer, this is a real struggle for me. And frankly, it's been a struggle for me for a long time. And so how do I really push through? Yeah, I love the idea of serving others and I love the idea of staying connected. But what are some other things I should be looking at and considering? Well, I'll say this. I have learned more in the valley of my loneliness than I ever learned in any other season of my life. Listen, there are some things that can be learned on the mountaintop, no doubt. There are some things that I have learned whenever God has rained down financial favor or when I've been in a great relationship or whenever things were going well at work, certainly. But let's face it, there are just certain things that we learn more about on our worst days. When a child is small and reminded repeatedly not to touch a hot stove, it's not quite as effective as when they touch that hot stove and they have the experience of that consequence. And I believe that that can be true of our loneliness season as well. When we're in the valley and it's really hard, there are some things that the Lord can reveal to us about ourselves, our relationship, and how much He loves us. I've entered into times with friends who weren't leading me down a godly path because I was lonely. There were times when I sought out value in other places because I was so lonely. And I should have never been with those friends or in those relationships in the first place. I knew that I shouldn't, but I was so lonely that I did it anyway. The loneliness and heartbreak was something that followed me around, and it was something that I made a lot of poor decisions in. But I can tell you that I've learned some things through the loneliness valley that have been so important for me through the years. And part of it is my commitment and unwavering faith to the Lord, my commitment to honoring Him with principles that He has taught through His word, my commitment to doing the right thing every time. Those things were strengthened and shored up during the loneliness season of my life. Mountaintops can teach us about humility. But let me tell you, ladies, that loneliness valley, it can teach us about perseverance. It can teach us about dependence on God. It can teach us about endurance. And so embrace that loneliness valley today, because I can tell you on the other side of it, there will be some wisdom that came out that you would have never had otherwise. The other thing that I think can be so important is that being lonely can often promote a powerful quiet time with the Lord. Okay, so I admit it. There have certainly been times in my life when I've had a lot going on and my prayer time with the Lord was not what it needed to be. In fact, it was habitual and it was mundane. And it was those times that I just checked it off my list because I knew as a good Christian girl, it's what I needed to do. But let me tell you, there is something about that loneliness season when you are so desperate to hear from God, when you are so desperate from an encounter with your King that you can't pray any better during that loneliness time, that there is something about that loneliness time where the Lord will meet you and you cry out to Him about the difficulties you're experiencing in life, and He whispers into your ear something that you needed to hear that you wouldn't have heard if you would have been so busy with others in your life. And so I just want to encourage you during this time that it can be a powerful time, a time that the Lord can reveal to you dreams and hopes that you didn't hear because you were too busy in other seasons of your life. Listen to me, ladies. I don't mean to minimize the pain or the heaviness that can be associated with loneliness. Please don't misunderstand my heart. Not at all. And I don't mean to even insinuate that a lonely season is not a hard season, because let's just stop and say, yes, it is. I acknowledge that. But I think about Jesus out in the wilderness when he was being tested by Satan in Matthew 4. And I think about how hard that season must have been for him, how lonely he must have felt in those days. He was hungry, he was exhausted, and he was utterly alone. And yet, even in that loneliness, he never lost sight of his purpose on the earth and what he had been called to do. That same thing can be true for you in your lonely season. Don't you dare lose sight of the purpose and the plan that God has for your life. Being alone is not a punishment. I will say that again. Being alone is not a punishment. It's actually sometimes necessary. You know, as Christians, sometimes we often say God created us for relationship, and that is very, very true. But I believe that the first relationship is with Him. And there's great power in gathering with others, but there's even more power in gathering with Him. And so this season of loneliness that you're battling right now is that simply a season, and it will surely pass. And there will be times in your life that are filled with friends and with busyness, and it'll be an exciting time as well. But while you're in this season, you need to choose to see the growth opportunities that the Lord has laid before you. Circumstances can sometimes create isolation or unavoidable loneliness. But what if we began to view our loneliness as opportunities for growth? What would the Lord do? How would He stretch us? What are the truths of His Word, the mysteries that He would reveal to our hearts if we would just get quiet and still during this loneliness season? There are some things that I believe that He wants to do in the lives of single moms across this earth, that I believe He's going to use you for greatness beyond just raising up your children in the way that they should go. And so I'm just encouraging you this day that maybe as you're battling loneliness, the Lord would begin to shift your perspective, and that you would see with your spiritual eyes what it is that He wants you to see and what it is that He's trying to do. Thank you so much for your commitment to this podcast and to just listening what the Lord would have to speak to you this day. Thank you for being a great single mom. Thank you for being part of this Single Mom 101 series. Hey guys, if you haven't heard some of the other podcasts in this series, go check them out. I believe that they will bless you. This has been Jennifer Maggio with the Life of a Single Mom Ministries.
Single Mom 101 is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review so that more listeners can find us. You can learn more about Jennifer Maggio by visiting lifeofasinglemom.com. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Steven Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, just head over to lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.